Sweeping legislation to overhaul the state's gambling and wagering industry has received final passage in the Kentucky General Assembly. Except for the Kentucky Lottery, House Bill 904 would place all forms of gaming under one umbrella, the Kentucky Horse Racing and Gaming Corporation. Some of the changes could result in higher payouts. Senator Jason Howell of Callaway County presents the bill on the Senate floor.
I know a lot of us have some reluctance about gambling and what it does in Kentucky, but the gambling is here and we have two choices. We can do nothing and let the proliferation of some of the problems we have go unchecked, or we can step up and do the best we can to protect people in Kentucky. I believe that that's what this bill does.
One key provision of the bill deals with child support. It would block a delinquent parent from opening online gaming accounts. The gaming legislation raises the legal gambling age in the state from 18 to 21. And for the first time, licensing and taxation would apply to fantasy sports platforms like DraftKings and FanDuel. And it also would protect our in-state competitions.
It specifically deals with Kentucky sports teams and will not allow a bet to be taken on underperformance.
Also included in House Bill 904, charitable gaming. The overhaul increases license fees and more than doubles the maximum personal payout from $599 to nearly $1,500. And at the racetrack, the measure would introduce fixed odds with payouts locked in when the bet is placed. The bill now heads to the governor's desk. Reporting at the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Baglin.